In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In some places, this day, Candlemas, is called Little Christmas. So if you still have some wishes left on your letter to Santa, I guess now's the time. There might still be a chance. It can feel a bit late, but what does it matter? If we still have wishes within us, it will still give us joy if to have them fulfilled. We get to meet the Holy Family again. They have moved away from the stable in Bethlehem. Today we find them in the temple. So today, on Little Christmas, let us bring with us our hearts' list of wishes and join them in the temple. Joining the Holy Family, we also find Simeon and Anna. We can see that they are both old, but look at their eyes, filled with joy, telling us about a wish that finally has been fulfilled. That moment in the temple, smiling faces, Simeon gets to hold the baby, and we can listen to his song of praise. Genuine joy. But then those words to Mary, a sword will pierce your own soul too. Worried parents. Joy and gratitude somehow mixed with pain and sorrow, just like in life, where sorrow and joy often walk next to each other. We join them today in the temple, bringing our own wishes for our lives and for our world. The little group gathered in the temple, do they have something to tell us? Well, one of them is a prophet. Maybe we should ask her. Anna, with prophetic gifts, what can you tell us? Anna, she is 84 years old. As young, she was married, but only for 7 years. Then her husband died, and she became a widow, and in that ranked as one of the lowest in society. Just like that, her life changed. And we don't know if she ever got to carry her own little baby to the temple. But we know that she found a new life there. With prophetic gifts, she worshipped God night and day. So what can you tell us, Anna, about the light that shines so brightly from the little gathering, despite knowledge about pain and suffering? What can you tell us, Anna, as we stand here with our hearts' list of wishes?